I acknowledge my transgression, August 10. Conviction of sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Thorough conversion is necessary among those who profess to believe the truth, in order for them to follow Jesus and obey the will of God, not a submission born of circumstances, as was that of the terrified Israelites when the power of the infinite was revealed to them, but a deep and heartfelt repentance and renunciation of sin. Those who are but half converted are as a tree whose boughs hang upon the side of truth, but whose roots, firmly bedded in the earth, strike out into the barren soil of the world. Jesus looks in vain for fruit upon its branches, he finds nothing but leaves. The reason why the youth, and even those of mature years, are so easily led into temptation and sin, is that they do not study the Word of God and meditate upon it as they should. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from their neglect of the sacred instruction of God's Word. In order to receive help from Christ, we must realize our need. We must have a true knowledge of ourselves. It is only he who knows himself to be a sinner that Christ can save. Only as we see our utter helplessness and renounce all self-trust, shall we lay hold on divine power. All our good works are dependent on a power outside of ourselves, therefore there needs to be a continual reaching out of the heart after God, a constant, earnest confession of sin and humbling of the soul before him. Perils surround us, and we are safe only as we feel our weakness, and cling with the grasp of faith to our mighty deliverer.